朋友，欢迎在活在耶稣里福音网站收听福乐人生讲坛。接下来为你播出吴继阳牧师的讲道信息。愿神仆人的教导能帮助你更好地学习圣经真理，坚定信心来跟随主耶稣。
根据 Guinness 今世世界的记录，世界上结婚最久的一对夫妻是美国的 Zamora 跟 Herbert Fisher 这一对的夫妇。
According to Guinness World Record, the longest lasting marriage is American couple, Zamora and Herbert Fisher.
到2011年丈夫过世的时候，他已经105岁，一共结婚了87年。
In 2011, when the husband passed away, they already married for 87 years.
然后两年之后，妻子也过世，同样的年龄。
Two years after that, the wife also passed.
那么当记者问他们，你们婚姻成功的秘诀是什么？
When the reporter asked for the secret of a successful marriage,
他们说婚姻不是竞争，也不用记账。
They say, marriage is not a contest, keep no record.
神组成我们两个人是一个队伍去打赢这一场仗。
God has put the two of us on the same team to win.
然后他又说，我们信靠神，婚姻是向神的委身。
We believe in God, marriage is a commitment to God.
我们每一天都一起向神为对方祷告。
We pray and for each other every day.
所以成功的婚姻是对神的委身。
So a successful marriage is a commitment to God.
当然也是彼此的委身。
And of course a commitment to each other.
但到底什么是委身呢？
What is really commitment?
根据韦氏字典的定义，
According to dictionary, Webster dictionary,
这个委身是指的要履行一种约定，是对人或对事物的承诺。
A commitment is to carry out an agreement, is a promise to man and thing.
第二，委身是使自己行动受到限制，为的要完成某项的任务。
It's an obligation that restricts one's freedom of action.In order to accomplish something.
那圣经怎么讲委身呢？
What about the Bible talking about?
在旧约圣经里面，常用的有两个字。
In the Old Testament, there are two words.
第一个是 Salem, 这个字的意思是存心诚实。
It says, one is Salem, that's holy, the heart be holy true.
好像列王记上第八章61节说，我们当向耶和华神存诚实的心，遵守他的命令。
In 1 Kings says, but your heart must be truly committed to the Lord our God, to live by his decree and obey his commands.
第二个旧约常用的字叫做 Gala, 这个字的意思就是交托。
Gala in the Old Testament is to trust in.
好像在诗篇第37篇第5节说，当将你的事交托耶和华而行善。
In Psalm 37, commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he will do this.
所以在旧约委身的意思就是你存诚实的心向神交托自己。
In the Old Testament, you need to be truly trustworthy and trust in God.
那么新约只有一个字比较常用，叫做 parathesmi。这个字的意思也是交托。
In the New Testament, another word is for trusting God.
那么使徒行传20:32这样说，保罗把众长老交托给神和恩惠的道。
In Acts, chapter 20, now I commit all you elders to God.
那么在英文里面呢，委身这个字的意思已经变成是就是交给罪，犯罪叫做 commit sins.
Another meaning in our life is that commit is to commit something bad, like commit a sin.
好像自杀叫做 commit suicide.
Like commit suicide.
总而言之呢，尾声这个字呢，它包含了三个因素。
There is three elements to the meaning of commitment.
第一就是使命，要认清楚这一个约定、宣告或者一件事情的意义。
First is mission, to be clear about the agreement and its declaration and its significance.
第二个就是牺牲，愿意交托、付出、诚心、真实的付上代价。
Sacrifice, to give in, to trust in, to be trustworthy and truthful.
第三就是自律，就约束你自己，要去努力的完成这个使命。
To be self-constrained, to limit yourself in order to accomplish the mission.
所以呢，尾声可以这样子的表示，是等于使命加牺牲加上自律。
So commitment consists of mission, sacrifice, and self-discipline.
请各位跟我一同来念一下这一个 formula。尾声来，尾声等于使命加牺牲加自律。没有使命，当然没有无从尾声。
Without mission, there's no commitment.
虽然愿意有使命，但是你不肯牺牲，也不是尾声。
If there is a mission, but you're not willing to sacrifice, there's no commitment.
那你有使命，也愿意牺牲，但你不肯自制完成这一个使命，那也不叫尾声。
You have a mission, you're willing to sacrifice, but you cannot constrain yourself. There would be no commitment.
所以尾声就是这三个因素加在一起的结果。
So commitment has to have all three elements.
婚姻是一个尾声。
Marriage is a commitment.
那么婚姻到底是什么意思呢？
What is a marriage?
圣经告诉我们，夫妻是两个人一同来向神立约，要组成一个新的单位。
In Genesis, it says, for this reason, a man will leave their father and mother and united to his wife, and they will become a family.
他先替我翻了。
Sorry.
所以是夫妻两个人彼此相爱，来领受神的使命。
Husband, wife love each other and be in a covenant to God.
第二，那么真实的爱是需要牺牲自己来成全对方。
A true love is sacrifice oneself to complete the other.
所以在约翰一书第三章十六节说，主为我们舍命。我们从此就知道何为爱，我们也当为弟兄舍命。
The first John, Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers.
但是今天这个社会都是自我为中心，人都是自私的。
In our world, we are all self-centered, we're selfish.
所以丈夫说，我当然愿意为妻子舍己，回头叫她去买一罐酱油，等一下我看完球赛再去。
Husband would say, I would sacrifice, but if you want me to go to grocery shopping, let me finish my game.
第三，婚姻是要保持圣洁，这个需要自律。
To keep a holy matrimony, have to be self-constrained.
在希伯来书第十三章四节这样说，婚姻人人都当尊重，床也不可污秽，因为苟合行淫的人神必要审判。
Marriage should be honored by all, and the marriage bed kept pure, for God will judge the adulterer and all the sexually immoral.
为什么基督徒认为婚前保持贞洁是很重要的？
Why Christians believe that to have abstinence before marriage?
因为这是要预备一个圣洁的环境来养育敬虔的后代。
Is to keep a clean environment to bring up a reverent offspring.
所以如果你不保持贞洁，你的后代就会受到污染。
If you are not pure yourself, the offspring will become popular.
神不容许夫妻两人在彼此的关系之外
有出轨的行为，神要审判。
God won't allow adultery outside of marriage, and it will be judged.
所以婚姻是夫妻两个人需要彼此的委身。
So marriage is committing to each other.
有使命，有牺牲，也有自律。
Mission, sacrifice, and self-discipline.
圣经常常用夫妻的关系来形容神跟神的子民之间的关系。
God talks about the relationship between God and man using marriage as an example.
主耶稣神的第二个位格来到这个世界上，就是要表明神对人的爱。
The second person of God is Jesus Christ.Is to come to this world to show His love.
事实上，他与信徒之间的这种爱是超过夫妻之间的那一种配偶的爱。
The love relationship between God and people transcends the love between couples.
他不但宣告信他的人是他的心腹、他的新娘，甚至他为信他的人被钉死在十字架上。
He claimed the believers to be the new bride, and he also died for the people who believe in him.
所以他要预备我们，让我们变成一个圣洁的心腹，可以给他做圣洁的妻子。
He prepared us to be a holy bride, to be his bride.
那么他对于我们圣洁的要求是非常高的。
He sets a high standard for being pure.
今天我们要从以西结这一个故事来看神对我们的爱。
We'll read about the story in Ezekiel to know God's love.
在以西结书，以西结他是旧约一个重要的先知。
Ezekiel is an important prophet in the Old Testament.
他差不多跟耶利米是同一个时代。都是祭司出身的。
He's a priest with the same time as Jeremiah.
在主前597年，犹大国被巴比伦第二次的掳去许多的贵族。
597 years BC, the nation of Judah was in exile.
那巴比伦王把他们掳去，把他们的王约雅金跟以西结都一起掳去了。
Along with the king of Judah, Jehoiachin and Ezekiah.
所以在外邦，以西结就蒙神的呼召做先知。
In the foreign land, Ezekiah was called to be a prophet.
以西结的意思是神。是力量。
Meaning of Ezekiel is God is the strength.
他自己多次的经历神伟大的能力。
Ezekiel has experienced many powerful deeds of God.
整卷书有一个主要的主题，就是讲到绝望中的盼望。
The theme of the whole book is about hope in the midst of desperation.
犹大国虽然因为背弃神而被神抛弃在异邦之地。
The nation of Judah left God and causing God's glory to leave them and causing their suffering in the foreign land.
神的荣耀离开他们，以至于他们饱尝亡国的痛苦。
When God's glory left them, they suffered the whole nation being exterminated.
但是神给他们一个盼望，如果他们肯悔改，神要重新回到他们当中，复兴他们，建立新的国度。
But God's promise that if the people has a repentful heart, God is still going to revive their country.
以西结知道神是守约、施慈爱的神，他绝对不会背乎他自己。
Ezekiel know God is a truthful and loving God. He will never abandon his own people.
那以西结用了许多的比喻来形容神的恩典。
Ezekiel used many parables to describe God's grace.
在第16章，他特别讲了一个王子 与一个平民女子的故事。
In this chapter, he tells a story about a prince and a peasant daughter.
啊，我们刚才所念的，我们来看一下，在以西结书第十六章第一节到第五节。
Let's go back to verses 1.
耶和华的话又临到我说：“人子啊，你要使耶路撒冷知道那他那些可憎的事，说主耶和华对耶路撒冷如此说：你根本你出生是在迦南地，你父亲是亚摩利人，你母亲是赫人。论到你出世的景况，在你出生的日子，没有为你断脐带，也没有用水洗你，使你洁净，丝毫没有撒盐在你身上，也没有用布裹你，谁的眼也不可怜你，为你做一件这样的事怜恤你。但你出生的日子仍在田野，是因你被厌恶。有一个王子，他旅行的时候看见一个弃婴，被弃的婴儿。
There was this prince when he was traveling. He saw an abandoned infant.
这一个弃婴的父母是住在迦南地的亚摩利人跟摩亚人。
Infant parents were Ammonite and Hittite.
不知道什么原因，他们不喜欢这个孩子，就把他丢在田野，让他去死。
For some reason, they don't like this infant, the newborn, and throw her in the field.
这个王子看见就起了怜悯的心。
When the prince saw her, he was merciful.
以西结用这个王子与弃婴的故事来比喻神如何拣选了以色列这个民族。
Ezekiel used this story between the prince and the infant to describe how God selects Israelites.
本来以色列是一个非常弱小、非常可怜、寄居在迦南地的一个小民族，被当地的人所藐视。
Israel used to be a people that was weak and living in a foreign land with foreign people.
但是神就拣选了这样一个弱小的民族。
Nonetheless, God selected these people.
这也就描绘了我们认识神的一个经过。
It's our situation, how we come to know God.
在我们不认识神以前，我们是被撇弃在这一个罪恶的世界里面。
Before knowing God, we were abandoned.
我们是死在罪性当中的人。
We were already dead in sin.
我们好像那个婴孩没有剪断那个脐带，仍然连在那个死的那个胎盘上。
We're like that infant with the cord uncut and still connected to the placenta.
因为我们的罪性跟着我们人性而来。
Our sin comes with our human nature.
这里形容说没有撒盐在他的身上。
Without any applying of the salt.
在古时候，他们是用盐然后用油调和来涂抹这个脐带、伤处或者是这个孩子的身上来消毒。
Back in the days, they used salt and ointment.To rub the body of the infant.
那么今天
to sanitize.
在这一个中东游牧民族，所谓贝都因人，他们仍然有这样的 practice， 有这样的做法。
Still in the nomadic people in Middle East, they still use this.、Practice.
但是这个弃婴没有给他撒盐，也没有给他抹油。
This infant has not been treated with salt and ointment.
那意思是说，这个孩子他是被这个世界所污染的。
That means this infant was already polluted by this world.
所以我们活在这个世界，我们不认识神，我们是被这个世界所污染的。
We are living in this world. We don't know God. Then we are polluted by the world.
那么接下去第六节那里说，我从你旁边经过，见你滚在血中，就对你说，你虽在血中仍可存活，你虽在血中仍可存活，我使你生长好像田间所长的，你就渐渐长大，以至于极其俊美，两乳成形，头发长成，你却仍然赤身露体。我从你旁边经过，看见你的时候震动爱情，便用衣襟搭在你身上，遮盖你的赤体，又向你起誓，向你与你盟约结盟，你就归于我。这是主耶和华说的。几天前，我到医院去看一个刚刚出生的婴孩。
A few days ago, I went to to the hospital and saw a newborn baby.
啊，这个孩子很漂亮，全身的肉是粉红色的，好像那个馒头刚刚蒸出来的。
The baby was beautiful and he's still in pink. His body is like the new, the steam one.
哦，那医务人员、父母看到都很喜欢他。
Nurses and parents are all loving her.
可是她生下来就有基因突变的问题。
When she was born, there was this genetic mutation on her.
她的肌肉都没有力气。
She has no strength in her muscles.
她甚至她喉头肌肉都不能吞咽东西。
There's no swallowing.
别人孩子两三周可以重一磅两磅。
Other infants can gain 1 or 2 pounds in 3 weeks.
但是她不但体重没有增加，反而下降。
But her weight is only going down.
她的鼻子必须插进一个胃管来喂这一个 formula 进到她的胃。
Feeding tube has to insert it through the nose.
哎呀，我们看到心里面很难过。真的要为她祷告。
Sad for her, we want to pray for her.
但圣经讲到这个女婴更糟糕，她是被父母遗弃的。
What's more terrible is for this girl in the Bible, she was abandoned.
你知道，每一个人来到这个世界上，我们都是被神遗弃的。
When we first come to this world, we were first abandoned by God.
这个不是因为神不爱我们，乃是因为我们生来的罪性使我们不认识神。
Not because God don't love us, but because of the sin coming from us.
所以主耶稣来要把我们一个一个的找回来。
When Jesus comes, he pick each one of us and bring us back.
王子看到了这个遗弃婴，他就起了同情的心。
When the prince saw the girl, he has pity.
他出钱出力就把这个孩子救活，而且供应他一切的需要，让他成长。
He used his money and influence to bring this girl back to life and help her grow.
我们不认识神以前，我们像一个弃婴一样。
Before we know God, we're just like an abandoned infant.
主耶稣看见我们，他就怜悯我们，就爱我们。
Jesus saw us, he has pity on us, and he loves us.
他要救我们灵性脱离死亡。
He wants to save our spirit from death.
所以当我们接受主耶稣的时候，神的恩典就临到我们的身上。
When we first receive God, Jesus Christ, God's mercy is already on us.
当我们接受耶稣，那意思就是耶稣的生命进到我们的里面，成为一个新的生命。
When we receive God, that the life of Jesus is coming into our life with us.
因着耶稣基督，我们与神之间的关系就建立了，通道就打开了。
Through Jesus Christ, our relationship with God is restored, channel is open.
这个就是重生的意思。
This is what it means to be reborn.
从那一天开始，我们就成为属主的人了。
From that day on, we belong to God.
主要供应我们灵命成长一切的需要。
The Lord would help us, give us all the ingredients to grow up.
不但如此，我们与他之间的关系要继续不断的成长。
Not only that, our relationship with the Lord has to grow.
等到我们灵命成熟，我们才会做他所喜悦的事情。
When our spiritual life is mature, we can do something to please Him.
有人说，我刚刚信主的时候，我向神的祷告都是很灵的。
People would say when they first believe,My prayers are always effective.
我不论向神求什么，似乎神都愿意帮助我，供应我。
Whatever I ask for, God will always provide.
但是信主过了一段时间以后，好像向神的祷告就渐渐不灵了。
When times passed, the prayers are not as effective.
好像我向神所求的，神不给，也没有回应。
Sometimes God would not provide what I asked for.
你知道，其实那是主耶稣更爱你吗？
As a matter of fact, that just means God loves you even more.
因为他对待你不再像是对待一个小婴孩一样。
He no longer treats you as a newborn.
小婴孩不能够认识父母对他们的爱。
A newborn would never know God, the parents' love.
但慢慢孩子长大，他就理解神不给，或者是父母不给他，也是爱他。
When they grow up, they know that without the provision, the love is still there.
其实主对我们的爱是无所不在的。
God's love is everywhere.
但不会因为主好像不在，他就不爱我们。
Not because God looks like not there for us all the time that He don't love us.
好像这里所描述的，神对这一个对我们的爱，就像这一个王子对这个妓女的爱，从那一种同情，渐渐就变成了爱情。
God's love is like in this case, the prince loved this newborn.
因为他要我们每一个人都更像耶稣基督。
He wants us, every one of us, to be more and more like Jesus.
所以当你在承受苦难的时候，这个表示你已经在成长，主在用更深的爱爱你。
When you are in some type of sorrow or suffering, that means you are growing up.God uses to love you more.
他知道你能够承受更大的苦难，才给你这些的试炼。
No, you can bear those burdens, then He can give you those tests.
这里说用衣襟搭在这个女孩的身上，这个是一个求婚的动作。
Here it says, spread the corners of your garment on somebody's body. It's an act of proposal.
好像在路德记里面记载那个路德躺在波阿斯的旁边。
In the book of Ruth, described how Ruth was lying beside Moab.
所以对他说，求你用衣襟来遮盖我。
She said, please spread the corner of your garment over me.
那个意思就是请你来娶我为妻。
That meansMarry me as your wife.
啊，有人说路德太主动了。现在这个时代就是路德需要路德。你不做路德，你怎么会嫁出去
？You would say, Luther is shouldn't propose to the man. How can you get married without doing that?
我们需要主动的去追求主。
We need to initiate the pursuit of God.
如果我们不主动，我们就不会有灵性的进步。
If we don't proactively seek after God, there wouldn't be any spiritual revival.
你不用太害羞哈。当然我不是说所有的姐妹都这样，不过你不用太害羞哈。
Don't be shy.
从某个角度上讲，你知道路德是一个寡妇，她已经是再嫁的妇人。
The fact is, Ruth was a widow, and she's entitled to do this.
当然她不是说他不能够是那样子的害羞，不是说因为他是在嫁了，所以他就不用害羞了。我不是这个意思。
Not saying she cannot be remarried.
但你知道，从某个角度上讲，我们都是在嫁的妇人。
In the sense we are all waiting to be married.
因为我们现在是嫁给魔鬼，我们是为这个世界做奴隶的。
We are married to the devil, and we are slavery of this world.
为什么我们向着这个世界那样的勇敢，我们向着主这么样害羞呢？
Well, we are so brave in this world, but when it comes to the Lord, we are so shy.
那不论怎么讲，主还是爱我们，愿意与我们结盟。
No matter what, God loves us, try to join with us.
所以我们看到这第二个尾声的要素就是牺牲。
The second element is sacrifice.
第十六章第九到十三节。那时我用水洗你，洗净你身上的血，又用油抹你，我也使你身穿绣花衣服，脚穿海狗皮鞋，并用细麻布给你束腰，用丝绸为衣披在你身上，又用装饰打扮你，将珠子戴在你的鼻子上，将耳环戴在你的耳朵上，将华冠戴在你的头上，这样你就有金银的装饰，穿的是细麻衣和丝绸并绣花的衣裳，
衣服，吃的是细面蜂蜜跟酒，你也极其美貌，发达到王后的尊荣。王子很爱这一个弃女。
Prince loved this abandoned girl.
他将一切最好的东西都赏赐给她。
He gave her all the good things.
当这个女孩长大，确实是长得十分的美丽，吸引人。
When she grew into her beauty, she's very appealing.
再加上装扮起来，真的像王后一般的尊容。
Without the adornment, she had the beauty of a queen.
你知道爱是需要表达的，是需要付出的才能够体会。
The love needs expression and give.
所以爱一定有牺牲的。
Love has to have sacrifice.
主耶稣为我们的罪，他把自己的生命赔上。
For our sins, Lord Jesus paid the big price of his life.
他被钉死在十字架上，就是为了你，为了我的罪。
He died on the cross for your sin and my sin.
这个是舍己的最高的榜样。
This is the highest example a sacrifice is.
他的牺牲能够洁净我们的心灵。
His sacrifice would cleanse our soul.
使我们的灵性能够苏醒过来。
To make our spirit wake up.
不但如此，主耶稣他也将他自己给了我们。
Not only that,Jesus gave himself to us.
他改变了我们的地位。
He changed our status.
叫我们从一个罪人变成神的儿女。
From a sinner to the child of whole God.
让我们被算为是神家中的一员。
To be a family of God to be a member of God family.
他用许多的恩典来装扮我们。
All the goodness he used to adorn us.
使别人看见我们能够归荣耀给上帝。
So that people can see us and give glory to God.
你常常为主耶稣做见证吗？
Have you always give testimony to God?
别人能够因着你的荣耀而归荣耀给神吗？
People can see you and give glory to the Lord.
我经常听见弟兄姐妹这样的说，因着某一位弟兄或姐妹，他们好的行为使他们受到了吸引，来到了教会。
I always heard how people get impact from our brother sister's testimony.
他们自己也成了基督徒。
And they like to come to our church and become a Christian.
基督徒，我们是需要牺牲的。
Christian needs to sacrifice.
这个世界都是自私自利的。
Otherwise, this world is all self-centered and selfish.
只要你肯活出在你里面的耶稣基督，当然你跟这个世界上的人就一定不一样。
As long as you live out Jesus Christ, you are different from everybody else.
你一定可以叫你周围的人感到惊讶。
You will surprise your other people.
有的时候你虽然好心，但是你不会得到好报的。
Sometimes good deed doesn't bring good result.
你帮助别人，别人觉得你是一个傻瓜，能够不断的欺负你，占你的便宜。
Because you are so giving, people would think you are so dumb.
你是不是有过这样的经验？
Do you have situations like that?
那当这样的事情发生，你知道之后，你心里面是不是有气愤？
Would you be angry when things like that happen to you?
还是你知道这是神要你向人表明爱？
Or you can think of it as God's command to show love to everyone.
如果你心里面的那个气愤渐渐的减少，那证明你就是有耶稣在心里的人。
If your anger is reduced, and people would know there is spirit in your heart.
因为主耶稣也是这样的牺牲。
That's the way Jesus Christ did to us.
真的爱一定是需要有牺牲的。
True love needs sacrifice.
接下去我们看到这一个弃女所做的叫人吃惊。
Next thing is more amazing what this girl has done.
第九到 第十三节，只是你仗着自己的美貌，又因你的名声就行邪淫，你纵情淫乱，使过路的任意而行，你又将我所给你的那些华美的金银宝器为自己制造人像，与他行邪淫，又将我赐给你的食物，就是我赐给你吃的细面油和蜂蜜，都摆在他跟前啊，为馨香的供物。这是主耶和华说的，并且你将我所生的儿女奉献给他们，你行淫乱岂是小事，竟将我的儿女杀了，使他们惊火归于他吧。你行这一切可憎和淫乱的事，并未追念你幼年赤身露体滚在血中的日子。这一位弃女，她得了王后的位分之后，她的作为真叫人吃惊。
After she got the name to be a queen, her behavior is detestable.
她跟其他的男人行淫乱。
She prostituted with other men.
这个是在描述以色列人他们蒙神的拣选，却去跟这些外邦神拜他们为偶像。
This is the situation for Israelites when they were chosen by God, but they're still prostitute with other foreign people.
Foreign God.
Foreign God.
我们当中也有一些人信主一受洗之后就不见了。
Might be in our middle of us, some of us after believing in God, after being
baptized,
they would never come.
当然有一些是搬走了，但是也有一些少数的，他们回到了世界去追求富贵名利。
Some move away, some go back to the world to chase the fame and wealth.
生活简直不再像一个基督徒。
You live a life nothing like a Christian.
你知道这个就是弃女的状况，她是犯奸淫与偶像连接。
This is the case like in this abandoned girl.
我们应当像这个王子一样，去把这些人找回来。
We need to be like this prince, go out and find bring back those people.
在小组里面，如果有弟兄姐妹受洗了，不来聚会了，我们要去关心他们。
In our group.If a member is not joining us anymore, we need to go get him back.
但更可怕的，这个妓女把她跟王子所生的儿女拉去献给偶像为祭物。
Most horrible is that this lady would offer her children to the foreign god as food.
在旧约的时代，有这样子的恶习。异教徒他们遇到困难的时候，或者是天灾，或者敌人围城，就把他们的孩子杀死，烧在祭坛上。
In the Old Testament, this detestable action of some people that when they were in nature disaster or being besieged, they offered their children on the altar.
在中国的文化里面，其实也有这样的故事。
In Chinese culture, there were such stories.
以色列人他们也学习这些异邦所做的可耻的事情。
Israelites follow those detestable actions.
在摩西的律法当中是绝对禁止的。
In Moses' decree, this was obviously forbidden.
今天我们是不是也把我们的儿女献给世界，去纵容他们沉迷在世界的生活中呢？
Do we offer our children on the altar of this world?To indulge in this world.
我们看到美国这个社会多么的暴力。
We saw violence in this world.
动不动就开枪杀人。
We saw gun violence in this country.
连警察也随便的开枪。
Police shoot people.
甚至已经被制服的嫌犯也要再在他的身上打两枪把他打死。
When the suspect was already subdued, still kill him.
为什么会变成这样？
Why have we become like this?
就是因为他们在做孩子的时候，他们天天玩的 computer 的游戏都是充满了暴力。
When they were young, they always play computer games full of violence.
这个叫做把儿女去惊火，是送他们到火坑当中。
This is to send your children through fire.
这一位弃女她成了王妃之后，她就忘记她过去那个悲惨的际遇。
When this girl became princess, she forgot her miserable past.
她忘记了是王子拯救了她，她都归功于自己。
She did not remember the prince saved her and attribute everything to herself.
她说是我的努力，是我的美貌。
And attribute all these things to her beauty, to her effort.
是我的才干，是我的运气好。
To her knowledge, to her experience and luck.
其实我们不也是这样吗？
Is that not like all of us?
我们生活富裕起来，我们就归功给自己。
When we are wealthy, we think that's our doing.
我们都忘记了当初我们来到美国的时候，两手提的皮箱，甚至连英文都听不懂了。
When we first come to the States, we only have a luggage. We don't know the language.
我们有这样子的恩典，我们都觉得是自己的努力。
All this goodness we attribute to our own strive.
事实上，神若不给我们机会，若不是给我们一些帮助，我们哪有今天？
If not for God's mercy and help, how can we be like today?
我们应当回到神的面前，我们应当谦卑自己。
We need to remember God, go back to God and humble ourselves.
让我们来自我的约束。
Self-discipline.
接下去第27节、38节跟42节说，因此我伸手攻击你，减少你应用的粮食，又将你交给恨你的非利士众女，使他们任意待你。我也要审判你，好像官长审判淫妇和流人血的妇女一样。我因愤怒记恨，使流血的罪归到你身上，这样我就止息向你发怒的愤怒，我的记恨也要离开你，我要安静，不再恼怒。这里我们看到神，他是一个非常自律的神。
Here we saw a God who has discipline.
他是全能者，可以做任何的事情，但是他用大能来约束他自己，成全他所立的约。
He's almighty, he can do anything, but he used self-discipline to accomplish his own covenant.
为什么神这位主宰，万能的主宰，却愿意顾念我们这微小的人呢？
Why does Almighty God care for our, our people like us?
因为他已经与我们立约。
Because he already established a covenant with us.
他要守这个约，向我们施慈爱。
He will carry out this covenant and show his mercy.
但神仍然是有公义的。
But God still has justification.
他要审判这样子的罪恶。
He will judge such sins.
所以王子要管教他的妻子。
So the prince would discipline.
那他要攻击他，让他的罪恶被暴露出来。
He will attack her so that her sin would be exposed.
这个不是要害人，乃是对付罪的唯一办法，就是要把罪恶显明出来。
It's not to hurt the people, but to expose the sin.
他要管教他，不再给他恩典。
He wants to discipline her, no longer give her any grace.
让他受到苦难，是要帮助他能够悔改归正。
Use the suffering to help her, repent, come back.
我们生活当中常常会遇到许多的难处。
We have experienced many difficulties in our life.
这个多半是神在管教我们。
Usually it's how God disciplines us.
他管教我们是因为他还爱我们。
He disciplines us based on love.
前几天我跟师母两个人在开车。
I come with my pastor wife and drive.
在谈话谈谈的不知不觉速度就超过了。
And then we didn't know we were driving too fast.
那警察就追上来了，给我们开了罚单。
And the policeman
不是给我师母了，给我开了罚单。
A ticket.
那很简单，就是叫神叫我要更正自己的行为，开车不要太快。
Simply that God wants me to be careful.
他爱我，他才给我开罚单呢。
And he loves me to give me a ticket.
你们超速没有得到罚单，神还不够爱你。
If you speed without a ticket, God doesn't love you that much.
神他是有怜悯的神。
God has mercy.
最后他要给我们盼望。
He will give us hope.
有一天他说他要止息愤怒。
One day he will stop his anger.
把所有的苦处都挪开。
He will remove all the infliction.
叫我们里面重新有喜乐。
He will give us joy again.
这个过程是需要我们去约束自己，我们要自己来约束自己。
The process involves self-discipline.
所以你看，我们要委身，就必须有这三个要素。
So commit ourselves must have all three elements.
是使命、牺牲跟自律。
It's mission, self-discipline, and sacrifice.
最后神要我们向他归回。
Last, God wants us to repent.
16章的最后他说，然而我要追念在你幼年时与你所立的约，也要与你立定永约，好使你在我赦免你一切所行的时候心里追念，自觉报愧，又因你的羞辱就不再开口。这是主耶和华说的。神的心意是叫我们永远属于他。
Heart of God is to, for us to always belong to him.
神不在乎我们为他做了多少多大的事情。
God doesn't care how much, how big we have done for him.
神所在乎的是我们的心是不是一直归向他。
God care about our heart.
他会保全我们与他所立的约。
He will keep his promise about the covenant he established with us.
我们的盼望不单是只在这一个世界上平平安安的过日子。
Our hope is not in living a peaceful life on this world.
我们应当天天盼望领受新的恩典。
We should always expect to receive good grace.
让我们能够完成他给我们的使命。
So that we can accomplish his mission.
什么是你生活中的使命呢？
What's your mission in your life?
啊 ，Robertson, McQuinken, 这一个曾经担任过哥伦比亚神学院的院长。
Robertson McQuinken was the President of Columbia Bible College.
1980年的时候，他的妻子被诊断得了老年痴呆症。
1980s, his wife was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease.
到了1990年的时候，他就辞去了他校长的职位。
1990, he stepped down from the president post.
他回到家里面去全职照顾他的妻子。
And be a full-time helper and care for Muriel.
又一直过了十三年之后，他的妻子才过世。
In 13 years, she left the world to be with the Lord.
有些人说太可惜了，他把他宝贵的时光浪费在一个残废的人身上。
People would say, what a pity, he spent many many years to spend with his wife.
但是他却说，因为我曾经向我的妻子起过誓，说不论是健康或生病，我都愿意照顾你，直到死使你我分离。
He said, "For that I have promised, in sickness and in health, I will care for you till death do us part."
他说，也是因为我的妻子照顾了我四十年之久。
She had, after all, cared for me for 4 decades.
他说我又是一个委身于诺言的人，说我愿意放下一切来照顾他。
It was a matter of commitment and integrity, so I'm willing to resign my post to care for her.
这是一个知道自己使命的人。
This is a person knowing his mission.
他也愿意牺牲自己。
He's willing to sacrifice himself.
而且他也自律来完成这个使命。
He's self-disciplined to accomplish the mission.
这个才是真正的委身。
This is a real commitment.
委身是履行一个约定，对人会对事物的承诺。
A commitment is to carry out an agreement, is a promise to men. or things.
因着责任而甘愿使自己的行动受限制。
It's an obligation that makes a person willing to restrict his own action.
我们的婚姻就是一种委身的约定。
A marriage is a commitment agreement.
我们信主也是一个终永远的委身。
Believing God is also a commitment of our life.
委身有三个要素。
There are three elements of commitment.
使命就是知道你自己为什么要委身。
A mission is to know that why you want to commit.
牺牲就是因着爱而愿意付出代价。
A sacrifice is to give up yourself because of love.
自律就是要约束自己来成全所赋予的使命。
Self-discipline is to constrain yourself to accomplish a mission.
我们若是肯向神委身，我们就可以经验到他的应许跟祝福会得到复兴。
If we are willing to commit to God, we will experience His promise and receive His revival.
所以每一天我们都可以盼望新的恩典临到。
Every day we expect new grace.
简朴的生活是需要委身的。
A simplified Christian life needs commitment.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
感谢天父这样的爱我们，愿意因着对我们的盟约来委身拯救我们。
Thank you, God, because your love that you commit to us to save us.
谢谢主耶稣，我们虽然不好，却是用那不离不弃的爱，你一直在我们的身旁。
And also thank our Lord Jesus because of your everlasting love, you will not abandon us.
也感谢圣灵在我们的里面用微小的声音常常指教我们。
And also we thank Spirit that you use this small voice to remind us.
善意的神是这样愿意委身来爱我们到底。
That our God is so loving us that he committed to love us forever.
主啊，让我们每一个人都愿意向你委身。
God, please make us all committed to you.
让我们一生一世都能够荣耀你的名。
So that we can use our life to glorify you.
帮助我们这个礼拜的生活，我们就学习来向你委身。
Help us this week to learn to commit to you.
我们这样的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Our prayer is in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音施工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。